The conference will now begin.
Okay. Baruch Hashem, we're back. Full power. Yesterday was a little bit rough for those who were with us yesterday.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, we're back. We're back, Yisrael. Back in action.
You know, my phone system is down. But I can barely talk.
Well, you've got the carriage here, so we're the only people you need.
Oh,
well, yay for the app. Okay. We're going to say we're going to go over froze, power outage, all things like that. So let's start on page 136. Let's get into this here. Let's just start from the top, and I'll just read rather rapidly, at least at the beginning. So we're talking about waking up from sleep. Well, let's discuss sleep for a minute. So Hainu, we're on the top 136, we'll just jump into it. Hainu, kol zman she'chom l'shtamish in zeh seichel b'kdusha. Anytime a person could use his seichel, his intellect, his working, active intellect, in a way of kedusha, you can call it das, she'yuchol l'sabe v'al yodu lovo l'sagas l'kus, you can use it in some way to bring you to some level of l'sagas l'kus, some understanding of divine, something about it. Going to fear, thinking very deep thoughts, anything like that. If you can do that, who mitzvah gedolu l'shtamish imo k'fim hashiuchal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, gave you a mind to connect him with, and therefore to mitzvah gedolu to use your mind. We don't use our mind nearly as much as we should for the most important thing in life, which is connecting to God. We have very powerful minds. Araya, you can think very deep about money. You can be holding a sugya in money, a sugya within insurances, schools. You can be holding in 10 different places in your life. So our minds are very powerful, but we have to remember to focus it also on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Ramchal says, the person spends most of his years involved in business, which is only temporary. But shouldn't he give a little bit of time, an hour a day at least, to think about deeper questions like, why am I here? Who am I? What's going on in this world? What does Hashem want from me? Who is Hashem? Aren't these things that we should spend at least an hour a day on? Spend multiple hours a day on business, temporary world things. Come and go. Like winds, even though they're powerful winds, they seem like they're
like Jewish businesses.
I mean, Jewish business is still business. It's still money. It's still
important. Really? Wasn't it like Hadar or something?
Okay. So that's even more important. That's also very important. If you're involved in Bruch Nefesh, you should be focused there. However, even something you should remember to think, like, who am I saving for? What is, that's all to save a Yid. What's a Yid? What's an Neshama? Piece of God? What is that? What does that mean? We should be thinking about these things. And as much as you can, it's like a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to use your mind in such a way. So he says, kol echad lefi yarko, each person according to his abilities. If you can learn on your own, you can think on your own, great. If you want to go to a shir, great. If you want to learn with a friend, amazing. Aval, says Rabbi Nosson, kishah seichel maskeh lipo. But when your mind starts to fall, and everybody does, we get physically, your mind, well, not physically, your mind gets fatigued. Sometimes you're overwhelmed by so many things going on, you can't think straight. Sometimes you're anxious and depressed. Sometimes your mind is not performing, processing at the same speed and with efficiency like it usually is. It's starting to fall. When it's gamma love bilbum, a lot of bilbum, a lot of confusion starts to come to your head, and you don't know what to do. Is it here? Is it there? Is it left? Is it right? Up? Down? What do I do today? There's so many things going on. She's an imshach luchinit hanal. This comes from when we break down a very large chunk of Elokus, of godliness, into small pieces. When you break them into small pieces, we recite, Rabbi Nosson told us that although we have to break big chunks into small pieces, but then they become vulnerable. That becomes the battle. And therefore what? Shebechinat ha-chokmas chitzon yashem ha-arbu ma'alchiyot erotum nizgaber la-hamshet v'yasei ha-lein. And the four kingdoms, which is external kingdoms, although they stem ultimately from God, they were taken into some bad places. Like a beautiful stream of water that you you know, then you put it into a bad cup of water. You took something so beautiful, so pristine, so pure, and you brought it to a bad place. You have all these chachmas, these external chachmas, external wisdoms, that create all types of bilbulim. And the wisdom could be not just philosophy. It could also be, let me give you an example, a person thinking that he has to do everything. Like a person who tries to take on too much. That's also an external philosophy. Whoa, well, buddy, the Mishnah Perek Yos says, well, you don't have to do that. A person goes overwhelmed. They look at Shas. They look at a large part of Torah or davening. He's like, whoa. I can't daven on so many words. There's so many words. I can't. He starts to hyperventilate, and he starts to heat up. His whole system starts to go kaput. It was too much. I can't. That feeling of that overwhelmed feeling is also called the Chochmah Chitzoni. It's a bilbul hadas. It's a confusion of the mind. Who said you have to finish all of it right now? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Loach alecha hamlacha l'gmor. The malacha, all the work is not upon you to finish. But v'lo ata ben chorin li batel mena. You're not just a free person to not do anything. No, you have a certain avoda. Slow, lot. God only expects, the Kaddish Baruch only expects us to serve him. So a little charm. If you have to put the text together and build that whole tefillah, that whole learning Gemara, that whole connection, Dveikus to Kaddish Baruch in a big way. But when we have any type of bilbul hadas, whether it's the philosophers trying to pull us intellectually, whether it's we try to take on too much and we get thrown off being overwhelmed, or any other type of example where we become fatigued, we're not able to think clearly, it's coming from the Chachma Chitzoni, the outer external wisdoms of the Arba Malchus, which is not Jewish, which is not coming from David Melech, not coming from the kingdom of David HaMelech, coming from other kingdoms, Yavan and Paros and Madai, Bavil. So, then what do? You go to sleep. What do you do when you're fatigued? You go to sleep. You're not actually in the process when you're sleeping. Dreams is a different inyan. You're not actively thinking about the dreams. Different. Behind the solid dead, throw away your dust. The only reason why you're becoming overwhelmed is because you thought you had das, you have to do all those things. The only reason why you started Chas HaShalom, a person stops keeping Shabbos, is because you thought that what the philosopher said is right. Because if there was a God, then if you didn't put on film one day, then he would smite you and he would kill you. And you saw that one day you didn't put on film and you didn't get killed. Oh, there must not be a God. Because the philosopher said so. It was your das, your bad das, that threw you off. So you need to go to sleep. Throw the das away. When you're fatigued, don't get involved in conversations with philosophers. Don't become overwhelmed. Go to sleep. Put it away. Go listen to some music. Go take a walk on the boardwalk. Go take a nap. Go eat some ice cream or something and enjoy yourself. And just relax. Relax. You're going to be okay. Yisrael is saying, no ice cream. You lack this intolerance.
It's not that.
But it's a real example. Sometimes a person becomes overwhelmed.
Ice cream
is a very nice way to relax. But only chocolate. I mean, kind of a little bit of that, but I'm more of a chocolate guy. Shakur. So he says, but not in a bad way, in a good way. Because the das right now is messing you up. Throw it away. That's what sleeping is supposed to do. That's the main goal of sleep. Therefore, when you're sleeping, the holy, holy neshama, shia seichel, which is in the seichel, is the keli, is the vessel that holds the neshama. Not everything we think is coming from the neshama. But if you want to find the neshama somewhere within the human being, it would be in the seichel. When you throw away das, and not that you're doing it in a way of yish and hopelessness, you're throwing away das because you know it's the right thing to do. By not thinking, where do you go? To emuna. Emuna is something that's above, something called above tam v'das. I don't understand. I don't have to understand. I know. I believe that Ribono Shalom runs the world, and there's a God. He's good. And I'm feeling overwhelmed, but I'm just going to throw that all away and take a deep breath and say, Ribono Shalom, I'm with you. And if right now the davening is throwing me off, right now I can't learn Gemara just right now, I'll come back to it. But I need to calm myself down. I need to just be with you. Emuna. And if that means you take a bowl of ice cream you throw, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Shahakol, Yehba Devoro. Is there any greater level of Amuna than saying a Shahakol, Yehba Devoro Kodesh Bo, you create everything with your Devoro? Is that a joke? Is there any greater way? Oh, well, I'm being very serious right now. We have to eat.
I realize.
We have to eat ice cream. Yaakov, get the man ice cream after this. And say a very serious shahakol. Think about it. Shahakol Nieva Dvaro. Mamish, everything comes in. You're feeling overwhelmed? Take a cup of coffee. Take a cup of juice. Take a cup of water. Take some ice cream. And just say shahakol Nieva Dvaro. And then just take some of that ice cream and just connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu through that. Can you imagine anything higher than that? Is there anything more holy than that? No? It's the highest. Kemosha Kosf, as the Pasuk says, Kadoshim Rabu Karim Rabu Masecha. If those who go to sleep, Kadoshim Rabu Karim, they're renewed in the morning. How great the moon is. Every Yid, he goes to sleep properly, we'll discuss. You go to sleep properly, you wake up renewed, refreshed. You went into that place called Amuna, the place that we want to live in. Because you're putting away your das for the moment. You're putting away your intellect for the moment. And saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's only you. I know it's going to be good. It is good. It will be good. There could be a Churban based on Mikdash, but there's still the Ribono Shel Olam. Even though he destroyed the physical manifestation of his dwelling place in this world, he still dwells within the heart of every single person. No? Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells within the heart of every single person. And in our heart, we build a Mishkan. Build Valvi Mishkan Evan. In my heart, I'm going to build a Mishkan for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even though I'm overwhelmed by stuff, I'm overwhelmed by minimal panos, I'm overwhelmed by spiritual endeavors, give it all for me. I'm going to dwell with you right now in my heart. Whether that's listening to a nice Negin with some nice words of Tehillim, whether it's eating a bowl of ice cream saying Shahakol Nieva Dvaro. I'm just with you, me and you and Kodesh Baruch Hu, together. The Alkim B'Shas Hashem, let's finish off with this over here, very important. The Alkim B'Shas Hashem, when you person goes to sleep, Sitra Demos HaShavit, the side of death. When a person goes to sleep, he's partially dead. Right? Look at the body. You have a little kid who doesn't understand what sleep is. You look. He looks at some person sleeping. He looks like the person's dead. He's not moving. Right? Looks like he's dead. Kimuvu B'Zara Kavis. The Zara says that a person is abyssal dead. Sitra Demos, the side of death, overcomes the person. Because the light that flows from the aura upon the light of the face, the vitality of the person. Look at the person's face. It's not lichtig. It's not lit up like it is during the day. When a person is alive, his mouth is moving, his eyes are moving, his face is lit up, it's bright. When a person is sleeping, it's dark, it's dull, it's sullied, it's closed. When a person is awake, I said this much yesterday, but I want to make sure people heard it. When a person's awake, he can do a million things. He's so big. He can think about God. He can do work. He can connect to a family. He's like that big chunk of Elokos, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we know, what are we learning over here? That to understand the chunk, to understand that big piece, we need to break up into smaller pieces. That's a smaller piece. Right? You're constricting yourself. Your mind, when you're sleeping, is not active as it is when you're awake. Your eyes are certainly not active. Your mouth is not active like it is when you're awake. So you're constricting yourself. We have to do it sometimes. We're fatigued, we're tired, we need to go to sleep. But in that place, that's what we're learning over here, in the place where you constrict, you're vulnerable. You become vulnerable. The Sitra Demisa comes. So on one hand, we have to go into that place. It's the place of the moon. Right? Show away your das. You're going to sleep, you're going to the place of the moon. But on the other hand, it's the Sitra Demosa. You become vulnerable to all the chokhmah. So what is it? How do we go into the moon at the same time? And all the opponent has left us. So I don't go to sleep. It's a dangerous thing. Why would I go to sleep? It's a stira. You're going to say a good thing, or is it not a good thing? When you go to sleep, the ikar kim of your life, all you have when you're sleeping is emuna. That little bit of life left. When a person goes to sleep, he's tired. So if you go to sleep, stam, I'm tired, then you're in a dangerous place. You're going to the sitra demosa, that side of death. But if you go to sleep beforehand, you say kriya shema amita, shema yisro, hashem elokeinu hashem echad, and with that you go to sleep. Then you go to sleep with the kadosh baruch hu. Then you're protected from the sitra demosa. That's the beginning of emunah. That's where you go to sleep at night. When you're tired, you're fatigued, you should bezochem Eretz Hashem to that sleep, to renew our emunah every single day, mamish, chadoshim v'bakam ramu nesachem, have a great day.
Wow.